Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from high atop the ice surface at MTS Center. We welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. Winnipeg Jets handing the San Jose Sharks a 5-2 defeat tonight in what really was an important game for both teams as they battle for their playoff lives. The Jets and Sharks both entering tonight out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Richard, I think it's safe to say with this 5-2 victory by the Jets that the San Jose Sharks are now eliminated from playoff contention, not mathematically, of course, but for all intents and purposes. And I mean, knowing you're playing for your playoff life, you know, how can you explain the Sharks' effort tonight?
Yeah, you know, Drew, it was a poor effort on their part, and you know, the goaltending has been an issue all year. That's certainly reared its ugly head today. But you know, the best players, the Joe Thorntons and the Patrick Marleaus, like where were they tonight? And that speaks to leadership. This is an ongoing story. It doesn't have to do just with the Doug Wilson comments. I mean, the truth of the matter is the Doug Wilson comments, while unnecessary to say publicly or in a somewhat of a public forum, the truth is they're probably quite accurate. And if they are quite accurate, it shouldn't have taken until recently to figure that out. And we spoke about it on Saturday's show. Then why did you give him a no-trade clause and all that stuff? So what happens is everybody's really to blame in San Jose. And Tom McLellan's going to be on his way out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I certainly know there's no lack of suitors. But he seems like he's just had enough of this squad. And, you know, you watch him tonight. Not hard to play against.
No.
You know, sure, they can skate. But not much else. And, there's, you know, they can pass puck a bit. But they're playing a fringe game. And they got poor goaltending, and the shots were not indicative of the way the game went today. You know, the Jets got an early lead, and they just sat on it, didn't do anything crazy. The Sharks came a bit in the second. We'll talk about it, but Andre Pavlik was very solid. But overall, this was a team, the Jets, that has brought consistently a better effort and performance this year than San Jose. And tonight's game is just a microcosm of that.
Sure, and it reflects that in the standings, of course, as well, with the Jets now moving back into a playoff spot, leapfrogging idle Los Angeles in the battle for what seems to be the second wild card spot. And, of course, a lot of scoreboard watching still to do tonight with the Flames and Blues playing in Calgary and the Canucks and the Flyers playing in Vancouver. Let's get to the goals. The Jets opened the scoring at the 1:10 mark of the first period. Adam Lowry gets his eighth of the year, assist to Andrew Ladd, and I mean, this is just a horrendous goal.
I mean, it's a horrendous goal, Drew. I mean, absolutely. You shoot the puck from the corner, it's a horrendous goal. Give Lowry credit, battles Brent Burns, big boy in the corner, kind of knocks him off the puck.
Yeah.
That's where the good part ends. He fires it on net, and then Antti Niemi, who could not get square to the shooter today, Drew, and that was the thing. I mean,
this is a shot from below the red line.
You have to hug the post here, but I'm saying in general, he was angled off. He was not square to the shooter, which I thought Andre Pavlik was terrific at tonight. Calm and square to the shooter, not all over the place. Antti Niemi looked completely uncomfortable in net the entire night. That was an awful goal in the biggest game of the year. You can't let that in.
No, exactly right. It really was an atrocious goal. So the Jets opened the scoring nice and early, the kind of start they'd want. Coming out, getting the good vibes after the Tampa Bay game on Saturday. Keep it going with an early goal here. Jets make it 2-0 at the 9:39 mark of the first period. Mark Scheifele with his 12th of the year. Assist to Toby Enstrom and Blake Wheeler. Great shot by Scheifele to go bar down and beat Antti Niemi with this
bar
one.
Bar down, the slang, Drew.
Well, you know me. I'm nothing if not a copycat.
You know, it's a nice shot by Mark Scheifele. It sure is, Drew. You're right about that. But it's a beautiful pass by Tobias Enstrom, who I thought played a nice game tonight. And if you see the play, Tobias Enstrom is at the left side, and he makes a nice pass on the tape of Scheifele. Scheifele turns quick and makes that shot top glove side. Ben Smith's too high. I mean, what's Ben Smith doing? I actually didn't think he played a bad game for all the Sharks that didn't play very well. But you can't be that high on defensive zone PK coverage. Power play. And he goes right through the seam. It's a wide open. I mean, it's like the parting of the Red Sea there. Boom, right to Scheifele, and Scheifele takes advantage. But a poor execution by the Sharks there. And a very nice puck move. The Jets moved the puck nice tonight.
Yeah.
And their top players did for sure. And Enstrom, I thought, played a nice game.
Yeah, the Blake Wheeler started that play, getting a good zone entry, as they like to say, and then immediately feeding across the blue line to Enstrom, who started it with that, like you said, that nifty cross-ice pass to Scheifele. Jets made it 3-0 at the 13:01 mark of the first period. This is another power play goal, so good for the Jets to see their power play start
especially
to click.
Especially without Bufflin and Perreault.
Yeah, especially without Bufflin and Perreault, who had been sort of the driving forces behind that. Ladd, with his 24th of the year, assisted Jacob Trouba and Michael Frolik. And as this goal goes in, Antti Niemi's night ends, and Alex Stalock is the goalie of record for the Sharks at that point.
There's nothing too crazy about this play, Drew. Just the puck moves over to Jacob Trouba, again, side to side, right? So you're looking at this play, and it's Frolik, smart play, gets it to Trouba. Trouba puts the puck on net. Not the easiest shot to tip.
Yeah.
And Ladd's great hand eye. Great credit to Ladd there. I mean, the Sharks didn't close quick enough on Trouba. He's on his off wing. He got a nice shot off. But Niemi wasn't making any saves tonight. Probably would have been 6 or 7 goals if he wasn't pulled. And
it was a mercy kill. It was a mercy pulling at
that
point.
Wasn't pretty anyways. Can't blame him for the tip play. But Sharks are chasing tonight. And nice puck movement by the Jets there. And good play by Trouba just to put the puck on net quickly. And acknowledge and recognize, the fact that Niemi was fighting the puck. They were firing it at him from all angles. I mean, you look at it. They only had, 7 in the first period in terms of, 10 shots in the first period. They only had 12 the rest of the game.
Right.
But they knew, they felt it, and they were firing it.
That's right. 3-0 for the Jets after the first period, just an absolutely...
And the game was really over there, Drew. I mean, the Sharks make a nice push here in the second. You know that they would. And Pavlik makes nice saves, and he saves Brent Burns on a breakaway. But overall, 3-0 lead in the National Hockey League with a team that looks like they're on the brink of kind of packing it in.
Yeah, unless you're playing the Flames, which they need to be losing by a significant goal margin.
Right.
But you're right. And the Sharks came out, and they were the better of the two teams to start the second period, and they actually made a 3-1 at the 1:06 mark. Joe Pavelski, his 33rd of the year, assisted Joe Thornton. Pavelski was the best Sharks player on the ice tonight.
I do agree with that, Drew. He was very good. And again, if you got to watch that NHL series on
the one on Epics about the stadium series.
Yeah, you
the
see
Sharks
him go
Kings.
Off in the dressing room. He's the leader of the team, really. You hear about Thornton and Marlowe all you want, and he kind of wills him to victory. I believe it's against Arizona that game. He did bring he brought it today. He wins a draw on this goal that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Passes it back to Thornton. Thornton puts it on net, and Pavelski goes right to the net and puts the tucks it in. I couldn't really tell there. You have Enstrom and Myers get switched up on the wrong side, and then you have Frolik kind of leaving his guy for a second. Pavelski does take the draw, so theoretically you want your center to stay with him.
Mm-hmm.
So you could argue there.
Your center is Lowry on that play.
Yeah, but I couldn't see the coverage closely enough there. So I do know that Myers and Enstrom gets flipped up, switch sides, and they're both a little bit high. And the puck gets through, and nice low shot by Thornton, and good play by Pavelski. He was the best player on the Sharks tonight.
Yeah, so 3-1 at that point in time, and the Sharks have a little bit of a life, and they're pushing.
Yep.
And to the Jets' credit, they snuffed out that life of the Sharks at the 7:05 mark.
Listen, the Sharks have a top power play. Their second unit's awful. Their depth lines are not very good. Their depth defense are not very good. They have not, we've talked about this in the show, they have not been able to augment that core.
Mm-hmm.
And even if even in the past when they have, that core has not been good enough. So, I mean, you can spin it any way you want. It needs to be an overhaul.
Sure. Jets, like I said, make it 4-1 at the 7:05 mark, so they respond 6 minutes later, and this is the game ender officially at that point.
Right.
Blake Wheeler, his 21st of the year, assist to Drew Stafford and Mark Scheifele, and you have a goal-mouth scramble here. And Stafford comes around with a wraparound, and then Wheeler jumps on.
Well, what Stafford does here, Drew, is he picks the puck out of the corner. Kind of they're scrambling around the side of the net, and Stafford's got good hands, and he picks the puck out of the scrum and wraps it around, and he's a right-handed shooter going to the right side, so he's able to not have to go backhand on that play.
On a strong side, sure.
And so he wraps it around the net, and the puck is lost in the middle. Stalock can't find it. Wheeler goes to the net and tucks it in. When Stalock loses it, it goes through the five hole. Sloppy goal.
Yeah.
I mean, San Jose's coverage is kind of all over the place there. I don't know if it was Matt Irwin in front for the Sharks. I don't recall on that one who it was. I think it was Matt Irwin. He was on the ice. In any event, you're kind of standing around, not taking sticks. And all. I mean, Wheeler comes in, you take the stick. You take the body, you take the stick. That's what you're taught when you're a young player. But nothing really came of that in terms of the Sharks defending. And then all the Jets are doing there, I mean, you think about it, Drew. You know, the tip-in goal is a nice goal. Scheifele's goal is a beauty shot. But, I mean, the first goal is terrible. That goal is really preventable. I mean, the Sharks.
They're outworking the Sharks.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly right, Drew. You get the puck out of the scrum, you're the first person to get the puck when it goes into the front of the net.
That's right. 4-1 for the Jets at that point in time, and it's a party atmosphere at MTS Center. Have to make mention the crowd with another one of their clever chants.
Yep.
Who's your captain? You know, the Sharks obviously not having a captain this year, going with four alternates after they stripped Joe Thornton in the offseason.
Oh, well-deserved chant, I thought. And I thought, clever one and well-deserved.
That's right.
I heard there was going to be some chants like shut your mouth or something like that, you know, along those lines.
Referencing the rift in between the general manager and Thornton.
Yeah, and I like that chant. You know what? Give it to him. Why not?
Yeah.
They're not going to push back.
You can only give it to him if you're winning, and they're up 4-1. So
I'll tell you one thing. Eric Staal, you gave it to Eric Staal a couple years ago, and he gave it back to you.
Jordan's better, because Eric Staal went and won that game for the Carolina Hurricanes.
And you're not going to see that tonight.
No. That was the end of the scoring after 40 minutes, so it was 4-1 for the Jets after 40. They make it 5-1. It comes at the 9:12 mark of the third period. Blake Wheeler, his 22nd, his third point on the night.
Beauty goal here. And Drew, you know, the Sharks, I mean, they're a lost cause on this play. Drew Stafford gets spun around, gets the puck, tries to make the pass to Wheeler. Justin Braun tips it to get in the way of it. And Blake Wheeler baseball bats it, beautiful hand-eye, into the net. Logan Couture, what the hell is he doing? Complete flyby.
Yeah.
He doesn't even take Wheeler body or stick. I mean, stick's easier because he's farther away. He's a good skater. Body, doesn't take body, and curls as if the puck's going to, you can cheat for the goal. Take care of your responsibilities in your own end. And I like Logan Couture. Like, nothing was going his way tonight, and I thought for the most part he was working pretty hard. That was a lazy play from a really good player, and you wonder how the effect of the rest of the team is on him, because that's their young stud they want to build the team around.
Sure.
But beautiful goal by Wheeler, but again, that just tells you all you need to know. Wheeler going to the net, good hand-eye, good play. Sharks, lazy play.
Two goals and an assist on the night for Wheeler, a goal and two assists on the night for Mark Scheifele, two assists for Drew Stafford, so 8 points for that line.
Well, that line was the best line. I mean, you know, the stats don't always tell you the story, but they do tell you the story tonight, and I thought Drew Stafford was excellent with the puck. I thought Blake Wheeler had jumped. You noted that early in the game, and I agree with you that he's had the jump, and he usually, you know, if he's going to go early. And Mark Scheifele, I thought, was playing a confident game. You know, I'll tell you one thing. Especially that line. I'm not saying that line's soft, because I don't think the line is soft. But I think that line is able to do a lot more when they're not playing a physical team. And Mark Scheifele sometimes gets pushed around a bit. Drew Stafford, again, while big, isn't necessarily physical. And Wheeler is not going to back down from anybody. Not saying the other guys will. But when they play a St. Louis team or a L.A. team, I think that their game is affected a little bit more. I think when they play against the San Jose and against the Tampa Bay, there's a little bit more ice out there. There's less of a physical game, and they're able to kind of do what they want more so than they would otherwise. So I thought they were able to really impose their will tonight. It'll be interesting to see if that carries over to Sunday's game against a really physical team like St. Louis.
Thursday's game.
Sorry, Thursday.
Today's Tuesday.
What did I say, Sunday?
Yeah, you said Sunday. They're not even playing Sunday.
It's been a long day, Drew.
Yeah, you're jumping a little bit ahead there. Sharks made it 5-2, but you know, that came with 2 minutes to go in the game, so who cares? Shots on goal.
Pavelski again, though.
Yeah, Pavelski again.
Nice tip.
Yeah, he was their best player, so Pavelski again. Nice tip on the Brent Burns point shot, and Thornton gets a second assist tonight. You know, two of the most inconsequential assists you're gonna see.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that being said, and Brent Burns plays a scattered game. He had a breakaway. He had a post.
Yeah,
he had chances. He had chances. He gets the assist there again. That's a late assist, whatever it may be. But it was kind of a similar tip to Trouba and Ladd, kind of the high tip. Yeah.
Yeah. Andre Pavlik gets the second straight night start for the Jets. Faces 40 shots, makes 38 saves.
What I like about his game is he was very controlled in the net.
Yeah.
He didn't try and play the puck too much. He didn't try and make any miraculous saves. Square to the shooter, and they weren't moving him a ton side to side, which I thought was interesting because they should have been. But that speaks to the Jets taking it
away
as well.
They being the Sharks.
Yeah. But he was very square to the shooter, very controlled, not sloppy. I like how he froze the puck, maybe a little more cautiously than usual. Got on it, just froze it. Take your chances. He played a nice game, and you know, it's you got to feel good for a guy like that. He's been under so much pressure, and the fans haven't exactly been kind to him. media and two. And you know, he gets a win, and he's going to draw in on Sunday. I bet.
Thursday.
He's going to draw in on Thursday.
I think he would draw in on Thursday.
Why did I say
as well.
Sunday?
I don't know. I think he comes on Thursday as well, and I wouldn't be surprised if then they go to Hutchinson on Saturday.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, if they're going to win, they're not going to go to Hutchinson.
I don't know.
You just ride the hot goalie this point.
I know you. I understand that point, but this is, you know, Washington's a team he hasn't had a great deal of success against career wise.
Washington.
I know.
Career wise, I mean, there's different players on the team now.
I know. I'm just saying.
If it was in Washington's building, and he doesn't have success in a building, I can understand that. But he plays here all the time.
Sure.
And I know he hasn't been good at home, granted. But he plays here all the time, whatever he's playing against. I mean, Washington's not an easy team for anybody to play against.
Right. Well, you know
goal
what?
Scoring
let's
wise.
Get through. They'll have to see what happens after Thursday first. The big game.
That was Sunday.
Yeah, it's not Sunday. It's only in Sunday in your mind, but that's okay.
Remus, do we win 50-50?
No, they're going to announce it.
They're going to put it on the website.
They're going to put it on the website. They announced that about 5 times in the course of the game.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yes, the 50-50 draw, which was increased or started $40,000 higher than normal, is going to be, I think it was up close to about $180,000, so about $90,000 to the winner. And,
so basically a Remus work week.
Yeah, Remus work week. Exactly right. Let's look at some of the time on ice for the Jets players.
Well, nobody
tonight.
Cares about that, Drew. They were up by 4-1 after the second period.
You know, Chris Thorburn, Eric O'Dell plays the low at 8:06.
Eric O'Dell plays the low at 8:06. Okay, I'll tell you the most, because we'll have some fun here. I'll tell you the best ice time of the whole game.
John Scott.
John Scott, 7:53. And he got kicked out of the game for 10 minutes.
Canada, we'll leave it at that note. The Jets win 5-2 tonight at the MTS Center. We'll be back Thursday night for the Jets and the Blues. Stay tuned. There's audio from both the Jets dressing room and the San Jose Sharks dressing room, courtesy of Dave Manouk and Ezra Ginsberg. For producer Michael Remus, for analyst Richard Pollock, I'm your host, Drew Mandel. Thanks for listening. This has been the Illegal Curve postgame podcast.